WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden telling Late Night with Seth Meyers that Israel has agreed to pause its offensive during Ramadan, which starts the weekend after next. ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge is in Tel Aviv.
What we've had in the last couple of days is a framework agreement which Israel, an Israeli official telling ABC News, that framework would see roughly 40 hostages being released, maybe the elderly, the sick, possibly female Israeli soldiers. In return, Israel would release hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. And according to this official, the IDF might redeploy its troops to different parts of the Gaza Strip, but it would not withdraw its forces completely from Gaza.
There is a meeting today at the White House among the top four congressional leaders, President Biden pressing them to act quickly to avoid a looming government shutdown. Wild weather across much of the country. A lot of heat waves set. 94 degrees in Dallas, 88 in Oklahoma City. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Madison police say they arrested a man Friday in connection with a shots fired incident on the city's Near East Side. According to police, 24-year-old Antoine Williams was arrested in Milwaukee. Williams allegedly had a gun in his possession at the time of his arrest. He's charged in Milwaukee County with possession of a firearm as a convicted felon and possession with intent to deliver cocaine. Williams is allegedly connected to the February 18th shots fired incident that occurred just after 9 a.m. in the 600 block of Vera Court. A North Freedom man has been arrested for his sixth OWI. 44-year-old Quinn Alexander of North Freedom was arrested Saturday afternoon during a traffic stop on a vehicle on Lehman Road at County Highway W in the township of Baraboo. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Mostly sunny this morning, could see a little light rain by later this afternoon. Our high today, 68, with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow possible, accumulation less than a half inch. Our low 15 tomorrow. Little light snow early, then sunny with a high of 27. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? Well, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44. 99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. We hope you are having a great start to your Tuesday. I mean, nothing really exciting is probably going to happen today, but we know that we're moving on with another work week, and we are just one step closer to the weekend. Never too early to start looking forward. Here's Steve Perry. It's Oh Sherry on Max FM.
You should have been gone, knowing how I made you feel, and I should have been gone. After all your words of steel, oh, I must have been a dreamer, and I must have been someone else, and we should have been
80s, 90s, and more.
Radio 99.7 Max FM.
Roll with it. There is Steve Winwood. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 11 minutes after 7 now. Finn, good morning. How are you today?
Just rolling with it, like Steve Winwood. You know,
we kind of have to
do
on a Tuesday, right?
Well, exactly. I got my bowl of Frankenberry cereal. I'm ready to roll with just about anything.
Life doesn't get much better, and I'm going to assume that there's coffee somewhere around
oh,
as
yeah.
well.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Well, that's just a given, right? Especially early in the morning. What a gorgeous start to the day. My goodness. I had to have Aspen obviously outside this morning. Took a little trek around the neighborhood. Got to find some deer tracks from overnight. So that was exciting. Uh-huh. There was nothing bigger out there. So that's good today. It's always kind of a surprise when you find tracks out here at Goose Poop Pond. I will say, though, last night, she got so scared. It's the most scared I've ever seen our dog because it was like a jump scare type of situation. So we went outside. Obviously, it was, 63 degrees yesterday? It was absolutely gorgeous. It was crazy gorgeous, minus the wind. But you know what? Who's going to parse over that when it's 63 in February? And so I went outside, and of course, things are moving around. You can hear them. And if you live out in the country, if you've ever been outside at this time of the year when it gets that warm, you can actually hear things like moving and things growing and blooming. I'm not joking. Actually, go outside in the country at some point and listen. It is a little unsettling because you're like, what is creeping around out here? But then you realize it's just the trees and the things underneath all the leaves and the yuck starting to kind of like, exactly. So we went outside. There were moths already out, and it was dark. And all of a sudden, we go off of our deck, and we have like this little walkway between our garage and our house, and that's where our garbage cans sit. Well, when it's this nice, guess who can't help themselves? Those little trash pandas. Mm-hmm. They love to be out there. She's never been that close to a raccoon ever in her life, and this was literally maybe like 10 feet from us, and the thing jumped and it ran and it was chattering. She jumped and she hid behind my legs, and then she cowered and she whined. I was like, it's okay, you brave, brave girl. It's only a raccoon. It scared her. It absolutely terrified her. Yeah, because I don't think she was expecting it either. Nothing has ever jumped off our garbage cans and, you know, fled into the night. So she's usually the one doing the chasing or the fleeing after something. But no, this one got her pretty good. And then it was so cute because Corey took her outside about 3 hours later, right before bed, to go potty. And when they got over by the garbage can, she like kind of slunk down around his legs and she peeked, he said. And then she was like, okay, there's nothing there. We can move on. Something slowed her down for the first time ever.
Yeah.
Nothing slows that girl down. So I'm always excited when something, and I don't like her to be scared, don't get me wrong, but if we could just go outside with less exuberance and not pull my arm out of the socket because we're ready to chase something, that would be astounding. So
something to slow her roll.
Exactly. Now, what did you guys do yesterday? Did you get a chance to enjoy the weather outside with or without the dogs, or maybe both?
A little bit of both. Does it feel like sometimes we're living four seasons in one day?
Yes.
You start out and it feels like April, and then in a couple of hours it feels like May, and then it feels like June. So it's just insane. But a lot of dog walking, a lot of trying to figure out. In fact, I'm going back and forth still this morning with my kids because now we're really trying to figure out the Ireland trip.
Yes, you guys are so close.
Yeah, it's really close. And, you know, it's funny about the younger generation is they tend to wait until the last possible second to get stuff done.
Yep.
So I need to go into my bank and get the transfer of American dollars into euros.
Yes.
Okay. So, and I'm probably going to do that this week just to be on the safe side. But I check with my kids and they're like, but here's the thing. It's easier for Colin because he actually works at a bank.
Oh, and yeah. So he's got it in, right?
Yeah, they have euros always in stock. I don't think every bank works that way.
Right.
I mean, you know, but
so he's fortunate in that regard.
He's good that way. But yeah, it's a lot of the stuff that we're talking about now is because they're going to come and pick me up.
Okay.
And then I'm probably going to stay with them, one of them anyway, whichever one has a couch or maybe a clean bed or something.
Yeah, I can. Yes.
So we're trying to figure that out, the logistics before you actually take off, you know,
right,
for this big trip. So, Yeah, getting close on that.
That's exciting, though. That has to be a really good feeling to know you're that close to this trip, basically of a lifetime, that your kids are essentially planning for you, which is actually kind of cool.
It is nice to just have them, and hopefully they'll do a good job. I'm sure they will. I mean, I'm sure they've.
Well, they want to have a good time too, Dad. I mean,
exactly. They've done their research, so that I'm sure we're good to go. But yeah, it's kind of funny to see how, you know. They're just so, I'm not going to worry about this now.
Right.
They just have that attitude, you know?
And yes. So Max is the same way. When he was planning his Toronto trip last summer, there were times when I was like, did you do this? Did you do this? Mom, it's like 5 weeks away. I'll get to it. You know, kind of thing. And I'm like,
we're of the generation which is better safe than sorry. Right.
Here's how my mom had taught me when I was growing up. The more prepared you are for a situation, the less things go wrong. And, you know, because that was always what she would say to me. If you're overprepared for something, then nothing's probably going to happen. Nothing's going to probably go wrong. Because how many times have you thought, I'll just make it. It'll be fine. And then all of a sudden, like a catastrophe happens because you have nothing prepared. I mean, whether that's a road trip, you know, with car maintenance or whatever it might be. I mean, you put it into any scenario. So that's how I've always gone about my life. And my dad was kind of the same vein as far as how he taught me how to take care of myself, because he would always say the more you have and the more prepared that you are, the least amount of things can go wrong. So always be a little over prepared. So if we're going to travel anywhere in the winter, I make sure that we have like a crate in the car. It's got extra clothes in it, you know, at least a blanket or two. It's always got like one of those little travel snow shovels, jumpers. You know, we have a flare or two that sits in the car in the winter if we're going to be doing any traveling, because you just never know. Right. Have I ever needed it? Absolutely not. You know what's going to happen the first time I go on a car trip and I don't have that in the middle
of
the winter? We're going to need all of that stuff, right? And so I just throw it in the back. It doesn't take up very much space. It's in this little case type of thing, and it doesn't take up hardly any space. And I can actually flip it up in the RAV, like the back end. I can flip that up and throw it on top of the spare tire underneath, so it really doesn't take up any space if I need it to. I've always just been in that vein, be a little over prepared. Now when Max went to Toronto last year, it was like the day before and we're still packing up the suitcase, and I'm like, dude, like, we could have had this done days ago. Now we're just running around here like crazy people trying to get stuff in a suitcase, make sure you have everything that you need to get through the trip. And so, you know, and I talked about it last year. What does he pack for himself? He was like, oh, well, I'm not too worried about clothes. And I was like, okay, great. I am, because what are you going to do if you run out, kind of thing? I mean, he's frugal. It wasn't like he was going to buy more, because that's just how Max is. He brings a basketball, a pallet of muffins, and some water. I was like, what is that going to do? Like, how is that going to help you at all? So no, I get it. I get when we say that, you know, we like to overprepare. They just like to fly by the seat of their pants.
Yeah.
Now, is this something that you think, because I don't see Max changing in any way, shape, or form. His dad's a little fly by the seat of his pants sometimes, not always. Depends on the situation. It depends on what we're doing and if it's like a full family thing, right? If it's just him, he's like, I'll be fine. If it's all of us going, then he's a little bit more prepared for situations. So I don't see Max ever really changing and becoming more prepared. Now, what about your boys, though? Do you think this is something as they get older, they'll, you know, kind of adapt to a little bit more? Or do you think they're always going to, is it a generational thing, I wonder?
You know, but as they get older, do they become more like us?
Right.
That's the thing.
Right.
Yeah, I see they would have to change. Now, like the whole packing, you know, being very frugal when you're packing and doing that I totally understand, because we my wife and I have traditionally overpacked when we've gone places, and
that's,
you know,
usually the wife's fault, by the way.
Exactly.
I'll take total blame. I always overpack. Yes. Again, but, we're just trying to be prepared for any scenario, well, right?
And you're obviously always the ones that have the stuff that we need when we need it because you thought about something that we would totally forget and space out on.
Right.
And then we turn to you and say, oh, man, I forgot. And then you pull it out and it's like, oh, well, thank you. Thank you for bringing
that. That's why
that
we brought our entire house on this trip. There you go. I have an entire medicine cabinet just in this suitcase, in case you didn't know. Yeah.
But, you know, then there's this stuff where, because it's an overseas trip, you
right.
know, then
there's
it's
a lot of logistics.
It's a lot of logistics. And here I was thinking we were leaving on a different day than we actually are. So that's, you know, that's good to know. But so, yeah, I mean, I think they will adapt and I think they'll change over the course of the years. But then there are some things that I think are generational things where they've just changed and it doesn't mean as much to them now as it does stuff that means that much to us. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, yeah. But then, there are things that I worry about, like, okay, so I'm sure once we get to Dublin, there will be places where I can get shampoo, right?
Right. Yes. Yes. No, it's like stupid stuff.
Because you're a stranger in a strange land, you know? I mean, so you start to worry about those things unnecessarily, probably, but yeah.
Well, you know, and you don't know if you're going to be right next to something or if it's going to be easy to get to, depending on where you're going to be. So, no, I totally get that. You know, and I also wonder, too, if it's maybe it's not so much generational to the point where I used to be not quite as bad as I am now. And then I had kids. Right. And then the kids change everything as far as how you're thinking.
Yeah.
An overnight trip or a road trip with just Corey and I when we were just married or dating, so much easier than when we had kids, because then all of a sudden, especially when they're babies, right? If you've done this with kids, you know this. There's strollers. There's places that they have to sleep. So you got to bring pack and plays or playpens of some sort if you're going somewhere that's not going to provide those things. Then, of course, there's toys because you got to keep them happy. Then, of course, there's food because they can't just always eat people or like adult food, you know, right off the table with you all at all times, depending on the age of them. That was how I decided I didn't want to travel until my kids got much older. Max was actually probably 4 months old. And we needed to let Corey's family in the Upper Peninsula meet Max. They had not met this child yet, and he was 4 or 5 months old because he was born in January. Obviously, weather was not conducive to take a trip up to the UP in the middle of winter, and so nobody had met Max yet on that side of the family. So as soon as spring rolled around, Corey looked at me, and he's like, we need to go up to the UP. My family needs to meet Max. Yes, absolutely, 100% agree. Now, was Max the best traveler in the world? No, not as an infant. He's still not a great traveler because he gets a little antsy and a little uptight about some things, but he enjoys it to a certain degree. But when he was an infant, it was horrible. He also had to have very special foods because he had sensory issues. Plus, he couldn't do regular formula. He had to be on soy formula because he was very lactose intolerant. So there was a whole bunch. Plus, he had just started on like his little, you know, little jars of baby food. And so at the time, we had a Chevy Blazer. We were able to get this as a deal when we were working at a radio station, and we loved this vehicle. And then we took it to the UP on a 6-day trip, Finn, crammed with baby stuff. And it's the UP. There, you know, where Corey grew up, there's not like the big luxury motels. You're dealing with mom and pop motels. Mm-hmm. So we essentially had to bring the pack and plays. We had to bring the stroller. We had to bring basically everything that we needed for Max for those 6 days. Plus, the grocery stores kind of close at 7 o'clock up there. So I knew if I ran out of baby food, I might not necessarily have a chance to just run in and get some, right? So there was all of that. We were about an hour and 15 minutes from the nearest Walmart. So, I mean, there was a lot to go into this. We packed up the Chevy Blazer. It's 2 days up there and 2 days back. It was an eternity is really what it felt like, keeping him happy in the back of the car for that long. And we get there, and of course, then you're in this one room, this little teeny tiny motel room, so you're tripping over his stuff in the middle of the night. The stroller had to be basically padlocked and chained outside the motel every single night to our doorknob. I mean, there was just a lot that went into it. And then, of course, everybody had gifts for our child, which I was very appreciative of. Uh-huh. He didn't need them, especially the 5 foot tall teddy bear. We did not need the 5 foot tall teddy bear. So we had to cram all of that back in, and we got back to South Dakota, and I was like, I am never, do not ask me to do a trip like that until he is like 10 years old. Do not ask me, because it was crazy. And so I think that's when I started probably doing the overpacking thing, right? Like I think that's when I started, and that was kind of ingrained in me anyway. My mom is an overpacker. Like, we would go out to the Black Hills for vacation when I was growing up, and we'd be camping, and my dad would be like, why do you have the cleaning supplies with us? Like, why are you taking your cabinet of cleaning supplies? My mom, being my mom, would get up at 4 a.m. to go to be the first one in the showers at the campgrounds, because she didn't want to take a shower with anybody else around, or shower where anybody else had already showered. Yeah. So she knew the cleaning schedule. So she'd get herself and me up at 4 a.m. so that we could go to the bathhouse to shower, so we could be the first ones in there and be done. And then we would just get to sit at the camp for the next like 4 hours waiting for my dad to wake up so we could start our day. So that was a little ingrained into me. So when Corey and I got together and we started dating, we take these road trips, he'd be like, we're going for 2 days. Why do you have a suitcase that large?
We've said it before on this show, parenting, it's not for the faint of heart,
man.
You know? And when you're taking those trips, those first trips with your kids, we did a trip like that too, to the UP. I think we did the trip with 3 boys.
So
it was 2 of hers and Colin.
And you made it. That's amazing.
I think we had a Kia Rio at the time. Okay. So not a huge car.
No.
And that thing was jam-packed.
You got to have stuff, right? You got to have stuff for them to do. You got to have stuff for them to have. They might need stacks. They might need all of that. We promptly got back into South Dakota and traded in the beloved Chevy Blazer for a minivan. That was our first one, because I was like, I'm never trying to cram this much stuff in a car. It was absolutely insane. But I think that's when I became an overpacker, for one. And I think that's when, like, the allure of road trips, at least for a really long time, just kind of escaped me, because it was so much work. I mean, it really was a lot of work. It was easier just to be like, can we just go up and come back the next same day? Because then you didn't have to worry about all the overnight stuff, right? So, which sometimes it wasn't feasible, sometimes it was. And then as they get older, you know, it makes it a little easier. But boy, that first one, it was rough. Yeah, and we didn't do a lot of traveling until they basically, we would go to the Twin Cities and things like that. But we didn't do a ton of major traveling unless we were going to the UP to see family until the boys were basically potty trained, because that eliminates a whole ball of wax, doesn't it? Like getting rid of the diapers and having to have a diaper bag.
Yeah. And everything else.
Yeah. That eliminates a whole lot of stuff that you got to try to cram in the car. But no, it was insanity. And the allure of traveling, it was gone for a little bit.
We make it sound like a horror story, but on the flip side of it, that is truly where some incredible memories are made, you know, good and bad, I'm sure. But,
just make sure you plan. There's a planning process that goes into it, is all we want you to know. I mean, and if you're a parent, you know, you've done it, but there's a planning process that goes into the whole thing. That's for sure. My goodness.
Do you feel like pre-kids then, when it was just you and Corey, do you feel like you were a little bit more adventurous? Like,
everything was easier, honestly. And you're right, you do make these incredible memories and you get to have adventures with them and expose them to so many cool things in the world. But let's face it, it's easier for just a couple to hop in a vehicle or on a plane and be like, we're going for a couple days, right? I mean, plus there's less packing, there's less motel, there's less of everything. And I love taking my kids, and I love being able to take them with us. And I love that even at the age they are, they still want to go on these adventures with us. And I appreciate that so much. Now they can pack themselves, though, so that makes things a lot easier as well. But, you know, I love that they want to still go with us. And, you know, we keep talking about the fact that next year Max will graduate from his 2-year program at MATC. Dexter will graduate from high school. And we still would love to do a big Norway trip, the four of us, kind of like our last big one, because we know that that's going to essentially be, I don't want to say it, but probably for quite some time, because then Max is going to get into whatever he's going into, whatever job he starts. Dexter at some point will either work for a while or he'll start into some sort of program. So we're very well aware that that would be one of the last big hurrahs as the four of us. So we're that's kind of where we're leaning right now. So we'll see where it goes. But I'm like, it's an overseas thing. You guys figure it out yourself. I've already stated this too. If this is what we do, you guys are on your own as far as packing. Like, you make sure you have enough underoos in that suitcase. You make sure you have enough socks. You make sure you can, you know, wash your hair and your armpits at some point. Uh-huh. And we're going to call it a day, because I'm just worrying about me, which is not true. I'll still make sure they have everything.
I was going to say, you still do that mom thing, though,
don't you? I do.
Well, Max might need this, and Dexter
I'll say to them, or I'll call them, and I don't necessarily do it myself anymore, but I'll say to Max in text, or I'll call him and I'll be like, did you remember your shampoo? Did you remember this? Did you remember to grab this? Do you have your allergy pills in there? Kind of thing. So I make sure that they do it on their own, because mama ain't always going to be here to pack you. So sometimes you got to figure it out for yourself.
Exactly.
Now, he hasn't shown up at an airport with an Aldi bag full of stuff yet. So I count that as a good day, quite honestly. I count that as a really good day. So we're doing something right. We've got to take a look at the forecast right now. Finn, we mentioned it. It's going to be gorgeous today. Lots of sun for this morning. Some light rain by this afternoon, 68 for a high today. Speaking of allergies, mine are insane right now. Some light snow possible tonight, and then tomorrow we could see some light snow early in the day, then lots of sunshine, but don't let that fool you. There's going to be about a 40-degree swing between today and tomorrow. Only 27 for a high tomorrow. Right now, it's 49.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo School activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of February, the spirit pumps will benefit Baraboo High School FFA. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Okay, guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $29.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
Imagine you're trying to escape from a secluded cabin or being trusted with government secrets, or you need to locate an important dignitary for a special event. This isn't a TV show. No, it's Elusive Escape Rooms. Can you count on your friends and family to help you make your great escape? Call 608-678-2388 or find us online at elusiveescaperooms.com. And mention promo code MAXFM to save on your next adventure. Located across from Noah's Ark on Wisconsin Dells Parkway in Wisconsin Dells, Elusive Escape Rooms, the best escape you'll ever attempt to make.
7:34 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Hopefully your Tuesday's treating you well. At least you've got this gorgeous sunshine to start things out, right? And looking forward to a 68-degree day. Bring out the winter coat, though, for tomorrow, even though we don't want to think about that quite yet. It's Kenny Loggins now. This is Footloose on 99.7 Max FM.
Been working so hard, I'm punching.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 7:38 right now. And Finn, we were talking about traveling, right? And doing traveling alone with the kiddos, with the whole family.
Yeah.
And you know, when it comes to TikTok, we've heard some really stupid ideas over the years, right? And this one might not be as dumb as eating a Tide Pod, but it's pretty darn close. Because the latest TikTok trend has people on airplanes wearing their seatbelts around their ankles. Okay, so this is supposed to be a comfort thing. So
when
essentially,
you say people, what are we talking about here?
Well, we're talking about the youngsters out there,
there
right?
You go, yeah.
First of all, because the rest of us aren't going to be bendy enough to do this. But
yeah.
Apparently, you sit down in your airplane seat and you pull your knees into your chest, and then you put your feet on the seat, and then you strap your seatbelt around your ankles to make sure that it doesn't slide off. Now, obviously, if you're like us and over the age of 25, you're probably thinking, I'm going to be at the chiropractor if I happen to have to do this, right? And yes, this is mostly young people doing this, as we mentioned. They claim, though, it's comfortable and a good way to change positions on a long flight. Now, anyone who's not totally dense knows that seatbelts don't actually work like that, though. And if you hit some rough air, your head is probably going to hit the ceiling.
Yeah.
In fact, flight attendants are starting to comment on this particular trend, calling it stupid. And on one video, they say that planes hit major turbulence more often than you think, so this could actually be very dangerous. Doesn't matter. It's a TikTok trend, though, and so we can continue to make the videos to post on the Tiki Tacks.
Uh-huh.
We're going to continue to seatbelt our ankles. I mean, who wants to feel like they're chained down, first of all? And I get seatbelts are not that uncomfortable. And here's the thing. Airplanes in general are not that comfortable. They're not comfortable. If you have a long overnight flight, you don't really get that much sleep on them. They're not, there's noise. I mean, that's what you have to go in understanding. No matter what you do, they're just not that comfortable. Chaining your ankles down is not going to help the situation at all. Now, here's the other thing, too. I was thinking about this. If it were me personally, and they would take the, you know, the unbuckle, turn the unbuckle light on, and I would have to get up, and my seatbelt wasn't around my waist, I would probably forget it was there and then fall flat on my face as I was trying to go use the airplane bathroom or something.
Uh-huh.
I mean, these are just things that I think about in my head. This is stupid. Don't do this.
Yeah, it's going to be comfortable until you hit that major turbulence and then
right?
you go heading up towards the ceiling. Yeah, that's going to be really, really comfortable.
Oh, my gosh.
TikTok.
I don't understand. Is this the dumbing down of the generations with TikTok? Is that what we're doing here? Like, I don't understand why this is a thing. I don't understand why we put these trends out there. I feel like it's a dumbing down of the population or something. Because people are smarter than this, I would think. I mean, like, most people should be smarter than this, but yet TikTok tells me to, so I'm going to do it. No.
Are we just old? Is that just the deal? Yeah.
I don't know, though. My kids see this kind of stuff on TikTok, and then they sit and make fun of those people like crazy. I mean, that's essentially what they do, and my kids are even younger than the people posting these videos, and they think it's absolutely some of the stupidest stuff they've ever seen.
Well, that's good that they think that.
You know, so maybe there's hope yet for the Gen Zers. I don't know.
So.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Don't seatbelt your ankles, people. Don't do it on a plane. Don't do it in a car. It's just not what you should be doing. Let's just say that.
And you're right. This is marginally better than the whole Tide Pod thing, because that was stupidity.
Just a titch. I mean, like, not much better, just a titch.
That's a little bit. Yeah.
It's like one tick up. I mean, it's like half a step. If you're on a staircase, you're like in mid-step on this one instead of all the way on the stupid step. Let's just say that.
But we've come to realize we don't expect great things from TikTok, right?
No. Yeah. And sometimes, I'll say this, sometimes TikTok entertains me. I mean, there are stupid videos out there. I love to watch the ones where people are doing the stupid pet things, or you get to watch cute little puppies or stuff like that. There's always good kid ones on there. I don't appreciate stuff like this. I don't like the get ready with me videos. I don't care what you eat for lunch. Like, I don't care. I will say, though, sometimes there's good TikTok channels out there where I've gotten some good recipes, like healthy stuff that I actually try to make. So I'm not opposed to TikTok. I'm opposed to the stupidity that goes along with it, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, this whole seatbelt thing, I mean, how soon will there be a lawsuit? I mean,
oh, soon. Oh, yeah. You got to think there will be soon. You know, but I guess when you get onto a plane, it's kind of like signing a disclaimer. I mean, if you're going to be stupid enough to do something like that, I guess, I don't know.
Yeah.
Wear your seatbelt correctly, people. Not only does it keep you safe, but it makes you look less dumb. So we'll just say that. Taking a look at the forecast here in just a moment, Finn. It is going to be warm today. 68 for a high. We do have a chance for some light rain this afternoon. Here's the thing, though. You should definitely get out and enjoy it, even if there's a little light rain and some clouds later, because tomorrow it's going to be significantly colder. We're talking like 40 degree difference from today to tomorrow. So plus
it's
we've
weird.
Got some, I know. Yeah. Plus we've got some light snow in the forecast. And then as we go through the rest of the week, it's a very strange week because we're going to stay at 27 tomorrow, but then we slowly start climbing again. And then we're back in the 60s by the end of the weekend. So really we have a whole basket full of fun. Thank you, Mother Nature, over the next few days. We'll tell you more about that in just a moment. Mike Ganger's also going to have a look at sports here on Max FM.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook post for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
My toddler got into my cleaning supplies.
I might have taken too much medication. Do I need to go to the hospital?
When poison happens, Poison Help is here. We're the free 24/7 hotline that answers your poison questions. With expert advice from local professionals, available at no charge in over 100 languages, make the right call in a poison emergency. Call Poison Help, 1-800-222-1222, or visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. WIA boys basketball tournament gets started with regionals all around the area tonight. Baraboo Thunderbirds will be the sixth seed. They're going to be hosting Watertown this evening. 7 o'clock is the tip-off for that one. Winner of that one will go on to face Wauwatosa West. Reedsburg, the eighth seed, will be hosting Milwaukee Marshall tonight, also at 7. Pewaukee, the one seed, will take on the winner of that matchup. Sauk Prairie will be hosting number 10 Portage tonight. The 7-seed Eagles and the 10 Warriors will play with the chance to move on to face number 2 Beaver Dam. Fort Atkinson tonight, the 8-seed, will welcome McFarland. Stoughton awaits the winner of that contest. And then Milton, Monona Grove, and Monroe all receiving byes, along with Mount Horeb awaiting winners from matchups this evening. That's all in Division 2 for Sectional 3. Division 3, it's Adams Friendship and Berlin meeting this evening. Also in D3 for Sectional 3, it's Moss in the 8th seed hosting Dodgeville tonight. Platteville awaits the winner of that contest. Lodi is the number 4 seed. They'll await the winner between Prairie du Chien and Evansville. Like Lodi, Wisconsin Dells also receives a bye as the 3 seed. They'll be hosting the winner between Richland Center and Viroqua. Those two teams meeting tonight. River Valley and Edgewood also play this evening, with the winner taking on number 2 New Glarus. Columbus will be hosting Clinton tonight. Lake Mills awaits the winner of that contest. For the full brackets and all the details, go to WIAWI.org. Girls basketball WIA tournament has played down to the sectional semifinal games. For Division 2, back on Friday night, Reedsburg got the win over Sauk Prairie. 60-51 was the final there. They then go on to meet West Salem, where West Salem gets the 68-34 win to advance on to the sectional semifinal. They'll meet number 2 Onalaska, victorious over Sparta and DeForest for this weekend. Number one on the other side of that bracket, McFarland able to go through Mount Horeb and Jefferson. They'll meet Elkhorn after Elkhorn was able to top both Monona Grove and Milton this weekend. In Division 2, for Sectional 2, Beaver Dam is going to be at Portage on Thursday as they'll be meeting Watertown in that sectional semifinal. Pewaukee and Grafton on the other side of that bracket. Division 3 for Sectional 1, Wisconsin Dells got a win over Arcadia with a score of 48-33. They then were beaten by Elk Mound at 51-32, the final on Saturday. Elk Mound will now meet Aquinas after they got wins over Viroqua and Altoona. In Sectional 3 for Division 3, it's Edgewood winners over both Bigfoot and Prairie du Chien. Lake Mills on the other side of the 2 seed will be going against number 1 Wapon. That game is going to be played at Lodi. And Poinette goes on a run in Division 4, gets the first win over St. Mary Springs, follows that up with taking down number 1 Living Word Lutheran, 62-55 the final there. Number 4 Poinette will now meet Winnebago Lutheran at Partyville. That also is going to be on Thursday evening. Again, for all the bracket results and details, go to WIAWI.org. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny this morning, could see a little light rain by later this afternoon. Our high today, 68, with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow possible, accumulation less than a half inch, our low 15 tomorrow. Little light snow early, then sunny with a high of 27. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? Well, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
99.7
7:50 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Huey Lewis in the news now. This is the Power of Love on 99.7 Max FM.
Bad girl's dream.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:54 right now, and we might get an aspen bark here. I believe our neighbor's dog, Rambo, might be out this morning, and I think Rambo. She sees him. Yeah, and he's itty-bitty. He might weigh all of 8 pounds, honestly, but he's a very sweet little guy. But, you know, he thinks he's a big boy, but Aspie, I think, sees him through the trees right now. So hopefully she behaves herself while we go through this birthday list here this morning. And of course, we're going to start with the celebrities in just a moment, but we'll remind you that if you are celebrating today or know somebody who is, you can text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. So let's start with the top of our celebrity list. Lindsay Morgan, Mickey on Walker. She was Raven on the 100. She is celebrating her 34th birthday. Jenny J. Wow Farley. Yeah, she got her fame from the Jersey Shore series over on MTV. I saw that they do a Jersey Shore reunion now, and so they bring back all of the original Jersey Shore cast members to live together in a house again for, like, part of the summer. Do we really need this? Like, haven't they moved on with life? They're adults. They have their own children. Some of them actually have careers. Do we really need to see them back on our TVs?
Who watches these things?
I have no idea. The only reason I know it's a thing is because whatever streaming platform I was binging there for a couple of days, they were also advertising MTV stuff. And this just happened to be the promo that they kept running over and over and over. And I don't know if it was supposed to entice me to want to watch it or if they were just warning me that it was coming. I'm not really sure, but not happening. Anyway, she's celebrating her 38th birthday. But by all means, you go live in a house with your buddies from when you were 18 again. It'll be fine. Kate Mara is celebrating her 41st birthday. She was Zoe Barnes on House of Cards. You might also remember her as Sue Storm in the Fantastic Four reboot. Now, she and her sister Rooney Mara are actual NFL royalty, not like Taylor Swift NFL royalty. Their dad's family is the Maras, who founded and still own the New York Giants, and their mom's family is the Rooneys, who founded and still own the Pittsburgh Steelers. Josh Groban is also celebrating a birthday today. Middle-aged women, they just absolutely love Josh Groban, don't they? He's celebrating his 43rd birthday. I'm supposed to be middle-aged. I do not love Josh Groban. Appreciate him, don't love him. Just putting that clarification out there. Chelsea Clinton, former first daughter, is celebrating her 44th birthday today. Tony Gonzalez is also celebrating. Now, he holds every major NFL record for tight ends. He retired in 2013 with the Atlanta Falcons, and then he was inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame with the class of 2019. He celebrates his 48th birthday today. Although, for a tight end, he is not dating Taylor Swift, so I guess he doesn't have every record in the NFL. Thank you very much. Rosanda Chili Thomas from TLC. Oh, we're totally pulling out No Scrubs this morning. She is celebrating her 53rd birthday today. We have Donald Logue, who is celebrating a birthday. Harvey Bullock, who's Jim Gordon's partner on Gotham. He was also the King of Denmark on Vikings and the star of The Tale of Steve. He celebrates his 58th birthday. Adam Baldwin, who is not one of the Baldwin brothers, surprisingly, because there's like 82 of them. He's Mike Slattery on TNT's The Last Ship. You also know him as Noel on The X-Files. He was John Casey on Chuck and Jane on Firefly and Animal Mother in Full Metal Jacket. He is 62 years old today. Grant Cho, who is Jake Hansen on Melrose Place, is 62 years old. He was also the action star Jack Dawson on Courtney Cox's show Dirt. That was a little bit of a filthy kind of show, so I don't know how many people saw that, but there you go. We have Paul Humphreys, who is 64 years old. He is a member of Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, the song If You Leave from the Pretty in Pink soundtrack, probably their biggest claim to fame. We'll see if we can pull that one out later this morning as well. Timothy Spall, Peter Pettigrew, who is Voldemort's henchman Wormtail and Ron's former rat in the Harry Potter movies. I have no idea what I just said. I'm proud of myself for getting through that without screwing it up too badly. You might also remember him as Winston Churchill in The King's Speech. He is celebrating his 67th birthday. Neil Sean, Journey guitarist, is celebrating his 70th birthday. Ralph Nader is also on the list. He turns 90 years old today. He spent his life warning people about things that are hazardous to their health, and at his age, I guess the only thing he has to worry about anymore are birthdays. So there you go. Well, he's 90. I mean, come on now. I mean, good for him, but you got to be careful careful at that age. I'm 45 and some days I wake up and I'm like, really? Am I going to move here today? I got to be a little careful.
Yep.
Joanne Woodward, who is Paul Newman's widow. I love her. She is 94 years old. And of course, she is an Oscar winner for The Three Faces of Eve. Now, we do have one local birthday we got to pass along this morning. Frances Valancourt is celebrating a birthday today. So very, very happy birthday to Frances. And of course, to you, if you also happen to be celebrating. Now, remember, if you want to add somebody to our list, Finn, we make it super easy. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Let's take a quick look at this forecast, shall we? Because today, we can't scream this from the rooftops enough. It is going to be gorgeous. Mostly sunny, especially this morning. 68 for a high today. Now, we do have a chance for some light rain this afternoon. And then tonight is when things are going to change. We could see some light snow down to 15. And then tomorrow, some light snow early in the day. Then it's going to be sunny, but don't let that fool you because it's definitely going to be cold